This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
This week, our focus will be on the theme, Touch of Faith. Today, I would like to look at the topic, Step Out in Faith. Mark chapter 5, 25 to 34 is the longest passage about this woman. The Bible says a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe, for she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of a terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "Look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." It's such a powerful story that it can be found in all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Here is a woman who did not want to lose the opportunity of touching Jesus. It was not to have a conversation with him, but just to touch him. She had lost everything in life, her health, her resources, and she lost hope. She heard about Jesus and did not want to miss this opportunity. No one advised her to go. No one forced her to go. It was her own choice to touch him. The desire to live and to be healed led her to this decision of touching Jesus. He's the only hope. Look at her courage. I say courage because she stepped out knowing that anyone touching her will be unclean. In a Jewish, under the law, Leviticus chapter 15, 19 and verse 25 to 27, this woman was to be considered unclean. Anything or anyone that she touched was also considered unclean. As a result, she could not mingle with people in public, lest she cause them to be defiled. The long duration of sickness would have made her weak, discouraged, disappointed, and disturbed. Maybe you would have faced a similar situation. Your situation has left you physically, mentally, emotionally exhausted. It has kept you away from people with no interest to meet anyone. It has been a long-standing problem in your life. No one is able to get you out of your problem. The more you try, the worse it's getting. Right now, you're in a place where you do not want to listen to anyone, talk to anyone, and want people to leave you alone. You have been in this place of aloneness for a long time. Do not give up. This woman lost everything. The only thing that was left in her was that little faith. There was a huge crowd pressing in and around Jesus, but she did not give up. Her need was greater. Her faith was strong, for she said, "If I just touch his clothing, I will get well." My friend, with all the money and with all the doctors in town, she could not say this, "I will certainly get well," because she can afford to pay for the best treatment. But she knew in her heart, it was only Jesus who can heal her. The woman heard about Jesus and stepped out in faith to be healed. What she heard and how much she heard of Jesus is not known to us, but whatever she heard was enough for her to trust him and step out in faith. Are you in a similar situation? You waited for so long for things to end well. You have tried everything and spent all that you had, but of no use. Just like the woman who stepped out in faith, you too can call upon him and he will answer you. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.